Landessa plants seeds of hope. The Seattle-based nonprofit is providing a future for girls in India. Mamata Buri hopes her garden can save her. When the 16-year-old is not cleaning, cooking, or otherwise caring for her four younger siblings, she waters and weeds patches of garlic, radishes, and green chilies. She harvests bay leaves and tends pumpkins, beans, and bottle gourds that grow near her family's cowshed. Mamata's garden produces all the vegetables her family eats. She hopes the surplus will generate enough cash to stop her parents from marrying her off. "I feel afraid," she said. "They say, 'You're not doing anything tangible. If I can sell whatever I grow, they might think of delaying my marriage.'" Proving their worth. Mamata got that idea, and her gardening skills, from a weekly girls' group she helps lead. The group is part of a pilot project of the Seattle-based nonprofit Landessa, a new twist on that organization's decades-long effort to use access to land as a way of pulling people out of poverty in India, China, Africa, and elsewhere. The project, underwritten by the Nike Foundation and a private donor, is part of a new girls' empowerment program run by the Indian government. In 299 villages in far northeast India, Landessa's program has taught roughly 7,800 girls how to garden in hopes of increasing their economic value to their families. The idea is that if they are considered assets rather than extra mouths to feed, the girls might complete their educations and break out of the poverty cycle. Even if they do not, they will know how to grow food on even small plots of land, improving their nutrition and that of their future children. The gardening skills also come with extensive lessons in women's rights, which Landessa hopes will encourage girls to fight back against child marriage, as well as rape, prostitution, and other forms of abuse. The challenges. If India decides to go ahead with Landessa's gardening project, it is expected to roll out nationally with the rest of the Girls Empowerment Program next year. "Girls are the next generation in terms of land rights," said Gregory Rake, who directs Landessa's work in India. "Mamata knows somebody else will ultimately make a decision over her life, but at least now she knows there is a different way." Although child marriage is illegal in India, almost half of girls under age 18 are married. They typically stop going to school and often have children at young ages, which compromises the health of the girls and their babies. Landessa faced opposition to the Girls Project in one predominantly Muslim community, just as it faced resistance in some parts of India to educational programs that discuss women's legal right to inherit land. The nonprofit does not force communities to accept its programs. Winning solutions. In general, Landessa wins the ear of officials in India and elsewhere who want to give land to destitute families to help alleviate poverty. Governments often ask Landessa for help in identifying landless families, which can be difficult because many are not registered. Landessa also helps to change land laws and to match families with land. In some cases, the land is government-controlled. In others, it belongs to landowners who agree to sell it at market rates. And Landessa helps poor people register the land so it cannot be stolen by companies or developers. Many consider Landessa the world's premier nonprofit group advocating for land rights. The group estimates its efforts have led to more than 100 million families having secure rights to land. Bulbuli Barman notices major changes in her daughters, Chandana and Santana, since they began attending girls' group meetings in 2011. "Earlier, they were very shy," she said, sitting on her dirt porch. "Now, the girls communicate with others and have become very free," their mother said. Bulbuli is surprised to hear people still let their daughters marry young. "The day has changed," she said. Regret leads to resolve. But her modern thinking may not be as widespread as she believes. Child marriage remains prevalent among India's poor. Giving a girl away young can lower the dowry payment her parents are forced to give the husband and his family. Just 7 years ago, Bobuli's next-door neighbors, who did not receive their land through a Landesa program, married off their 13-year-old daughter, also named Chandana Barman. "I could have gone to school and gotten a better life," said Chandana, now 20, with two daughters of her own. She rarely makes it to girls' group meetings. But her brother, Prasenjit, frequently attends and brought home the knowledge that child marriage is illegal and avoidable. When his sister married, Prasenjit had a bad feeling but didn't know how to stop it. At the meetings, he learned that a girl can complain, if necessary, to the police. Now 16, he has made a pact with his friends to help any young girls they know who are unwillingly led into marriage. His family is proud. "We made a mistake," admits his mother, Fani Bala. "We're poor and we married her early because there was not much demand for dowry." Chandana wishes her family had discussed child marriage openly before. "I wouldn't have gotten married," Chandana said while nursing her youngest, Rocky. "I will never allow my daughters to be married young, and my parents and my brother would oppose it." Vocabulary focus. Generate. Marry somebody off. Pilot. Empowerment. Have the ear of somebody. Destitute. Alleviate. Advocate. Prevalent. Dowry. Pact.